So my mom has been a little sick lately, and that's always a major event for me because I freak out and I get so anxious because I need my mom around. Yes, that may sound kind of wimpy, but she is the glue that keeps my life together. She's the rock. She is the marmite. The marmite? I mean, she's much more than glue, but you know what I mean. And it's weird. I think in some ways we kind of keep each other going. Would it be different if I had a wife and a family? Maybe a little bit. But I think it's hardwired in me, really. How about you? Are you close with your mother or your father? Well, cat got your tongue? Oh, damn it. I forgot again that you can only hear me. I can't hear you. I got to work on that. So after mentioning Leslie Nielsen last week, I took a look at 1996 Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen as an ex-Secret Service agent, WD-40. Yes, a lot of the jokes are that bad. Who is recruited back to find the evil General Ranker, played by, take a guess, I promise it's a doozy. Pregnant pause. Andy Griffith. And I've started to actually say pregnant pause out loud whenever I do a pregnant pause. Try it. Maybe it'll catch on. Oh, yeah. And Leslie Nielsen's character's name is Dick Steele, which I can almost guarantee someone has used as a porn name. I'm pretty sure Dick Long was a porn actor. But I do avoid porn these days. It's completely destructive to both the people participating in the porn films and those who view them. You ever taken a look at all of the porn stars who have died at a young age from accidents, drugs, and suicide? It's not a glamorous lifestyle. It's not healthy. I don't care what anyone says. And the buck stops here. Or maybe the fuck stops here. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Spy Hard. Well, it's pretty bad overall, but I did laugh out loud a few times. It's got a ridiculous cameo with Ray Charles as a bus driver. And get this, Dr. Joyce Brothers and Hulk Hogan show up in the same scene. Spy Hard does have a few examples of a scene that absolutely always cracks me up every time, though. Like whenever someone is throwing something like a ball or a piece of garbage or whatever, and it goes up in the air and mistakenly hits some innocent bystander in the head. I always laugh at those scenes, no matter what. I also love when someone is like kicking up in the air or trying to kick a ball, and then their shoe goes flying off their foot. Guaranteed laughs. One of my favorite examples of this type of scene is the In Living Color TV show sketch where Jim Carrey is playing a Vanilla Ice type character. He's got these like big silly shoes on. He's dancing and he says something like, let's do this when he starts. And he kicks his foot up and the shoe goes way up in the air. And then Jim Carrey has the immortal follow-up line after he grabs his errant shoe. All right, stop while I do up my laces. This kind of thing happens every show. Yo, I gotta learn how to tie a bow. So anyway, I really can't totally recommend Spy Hard, but I mean, I did laugh a bit. And yes, here's another edition of Mark D on the Street interviews. Here we go. Hello there. Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
Well, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Okay, well, I've been asking people, do you consider yourself to have any, like, major life failings at this point?
Well, I have had a few bad haircuts.
Okay, well, thank you for that insight, and let's start the show.
You are my density. You are my density.
Okay, so I had to order some supplies at work the other day. I picked out some stuff from Office Depot and sent the order to someone at my work. I had to get some normal shit, some pens, some clipboards, you know, things that I couldn't fuck up. And then I had to order like a big three-ring binder and a garbage can. So I was looking online at the binders, and there was like 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch binders, and dude, I don't know a thing about binders. I don't even know about binders full of women. Does anyone remember that stiff Mitt Romney saying that? So anyway, I ordered the 4-inch binder. On to the garbage can. I was trying to look for something a little bigger than the ones we have, and it wasn't easy. There were just several different types. They all had these measurements, so I would write down the measurements and then go to our garbage can and compare. And I'm like, this new one I'm looking at is like 3 millimeters bigger than our old one.
So I found a little bit of a bigger one called, you know, the Simply Human brand garbage can with like the foot thing that opens it up and stuff. And I kind of struggled. I was like, is this garbage can going to be completely wrong? Finally, I was like, okay, fuck it, and ordered it. So several days later, everything showed up. I started opening the boxes. Okay, here we go. Some pens. Yes, success. Clipboards. Nailed it. All right, now let's get the three-ring binder out. Holy shit, what is this thing? And it was like the most comically large binder ever. This binder was the equivalent of Rick Moranis' huge helmet in Mel Brooks' Spaceballs. I mean, this goddamn binder almost didn't even fit in the drawer we keep it in. But it does work. It just looks ridiculous. And now the garbage can. There was almost no assembly required, but I still had to ask the receptionist outside if she could help me put it together. So I stuck it in the main patient room, which is like the kitchen and where most of the groups are held. And for a couple days, this garbage can was a complete hit. For some weird reason, the kids liked it. I think they liked opening it up with their foot and then letting the top slowly drop down. And there's this one kid who gets a little impatient at times. He's impatient in an outpatient clinic, get it? And I think he got a little too forceful with the thing and he kind of broke the top. So I repeatedly would come in, snap it back in place, but the damage was done. I even used some like rubber cement to try and fix it, but that didn't work either. So a couple days ago, I just kind of took off the top cover. And now whenever I see the garbage can, I see a personal failure. And to add insult to injury, I guess they don't even allow plastic garbage liners. So basically there's a normal grocery paper bag inside this garbage can. So basically it's a larger garbage can, but it still holds no more garbage than the smaller garbage cans anyway, so it's kind of useless. Oh well, I'm a nurse. I never said I was an interior decorator. Moving on, a couple quick thoughts. This may sound weird, but you know, I can never completely trust someone who is a vegetarian. I don't know, it just seems like they're always hiding something. Okay, and I came up with a possibly terrific punk band name. You ready? Alligator Foreskin. And yes, that bit of genius came to me when I was slightly high. And I also came up with a little movie scene that I honestly kind of like. So these two hooligans, Vinny and Sal, are standing in line to get coffee. In front of them is a woman holding a baby on her shoulder. The baby is staring at Vinny with a faint smile. And Vinny says, "Hey, look, Sal, the baby likes me." And Sal says, "You know, Vinny, even at that young age, that wee little baby can tell that you are a complete fuck-up." All right, let's talk about a brand new movie, and then I've got a secret to share with you, sort of. And I usually have some of this stuff written down, but I ran out of time, and I'm actually recording this on Monday after work, so bear with me. Anyway, I went and saw the new movie Weapons, obviously from 2025. It's a kind of a horror film. It's written and directed by Zach Cregger, who also did the pretty great Barbarian, which has Justin Long in it. And actually, this movie has a little bit of a cameo with Justin Long. So anyway, Weapons is pretty damn good. It's too long, of course, but it's got some like great visuals, some great violence. The plot is pretty cool. The acting's great. Josh Brolin's in it, who I really like. And Julia Garner is also in it, and she's always bothered me, but she's actually okay in this. And actually, this actor, Alden Ehrenreich, or some shit, he has a weird last name, he's pretty damn good in it, too. He was in that turkey of a movie, Solo, a Star Wars story, and I used to despise this guy, but he's getting a little bit older, and I'm starting to like him. But anyway, yeah, the movie is pretty cool. You should definitely check it out. It gets violent. It's a kind of a slow burn. It's kind of told from a bunch of different people's perspectives, and I think those little segments could have been shorter. And to be honest, I really thought this movie was very reminiscent of Long Legs. Even the plot, like the twist, everything, it's a little bit, I don't know, not a ripoff per se, but it's very similar to it. Long Legs was a little bit more like convoluted in its storytelling, I thought. But yeah, it's definitely similar to that film, but it's totally worth watching. It did really good this weekend, surprisingly. I think it made like $45 million. I went at 9 a.m. and it was pretty damn crowded. And this guy behind me, this couple, it's like they were eating at the beginning of the movie, I guess popcorn or something. I didn't even look back at him because they just disgusted me. And the guy somehow was eating the whole fucking movie. And the movie is over 2 hours long. I almost wanted to look back there to be like, what do you have that can you know, you could eat for 2 hours? But anyway, do check it out. I'll have maybe more to say on it later. And finally, I was thinking about secrets the other day. We all have secrets. I know you do, and I know your secrets. No, but I was just thinking, like, how many things do I have? How many secrets do I have that I would never tell anyone? My closest friend, my therapist, my mom. And I thought maybe, I came up with maybe, I don't know, 25? Like hardcore secrets that I will go to my grave with. Nothing criminal per se. Well, yeah, not really. But yeah, just stuff that's so personal or so embarrassing or just things that, you know, you don't want to share ever. It's kind of weird that I know I'll go to my grave with these secrets, but I guess we all have them. And so it just kind of got me wondering, like, how many secrets do other people have? Like you, if you had to put a count on it, how many secrets do you have? Do you ever think about stuff like that? Well, I do. But anyway, we all walk around with secrets. Kind of an anticlimactic ending, I'm sorry, but that's all I have for this week. I'm going to visit my mom tomorrow for a few days. She's doing better, but I'll have some time there just to chill out and not do stupid things. So I'll work on the podcast, and hopefully next week's will be a little bit better. I will see you then.